The Armenian Catholic Patriarch Nersis Bedros says the continuing emigration of Christians from the Middle East is a disaster, especially as those leaving are often the best educated and talented. He was interviewed by Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure about the challenges facing the Catholic Church in the Middle East and also spoke about his expectations concerning Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to Lebanon.
The Armenian Catholic Church is one of the Eastern Catholic Churches. According to ancient tradition, the apostles Thaddeus and Bartholomew evangelized Armenia in the first century. It is proved that till the end of the 3rd century, the gospel was spread in different parts of Armenia, which was out of the domination of the Roman Empire. As evidence, historical records speak about many Armenian Christians who were martyred for their faith, and about a bishop called Merujan in the year 250. But the most significant and prominent apostle of the Armenian people is Saint Gregory, called the Illuminator, because he enlightened the Armenian people by the light of the gospel. Armenia thus became the first nation in the world to adopt Christianity as a state religion in 301. The Roman Empire itself didn't recognize Christianity as the official religion of the empire until 380. The Armenian Catholic Church is an organized church in many countries in the East and in the West, with bishops, priests, parishes, schools, and pastoral organizations. The patriarchal see it in the convent of Our Lady of Dommar in Lebanon. During the genocide of 1915, which was the first genocide of the 20th century, 1.5 million Armenians were martyred. Among them was the Archbishop Ignatius Maloyan of Mardin, who was beatified in 2001 by Blessed Pope John Paul II. The Armenian Catholic Church had a real presence in Lebanon from the beginning of the 18th century. Now we have a flourishing community with parishes, schools, convents, seminarians, pastoral bulletins, cultural and charitable organizations. The number of the faithful before the Lebanese Civil War, 1975-1991, was almost 30,000 people. Due to economic instability and political insecurity, many families left Lebanon to Europe and North America. The precise number of Armenian Catholics still living in Lebanon today is unknown.
Now, what do you see as some of the greatest challenges to Christians in the Middle East today?
There are many challenges facing Christians in the Middle East today. Some of them are also common for non-Christian people. First of all, the lack of political security has a very bad influence on the country's economic life. The rate of unemployment is increasing daily, which is leading to corruption, stealing, and murder. And this situation became more complicated by the arrival of Syrian refugees to Lebanon. There are no any future plans or a clear vision to improve the economic situation of the families, and especially the youth, which is causing a continuous wave of immigration that we call brains exodus, because those immigrants are the most talented and educated people. With the number of Christians diminishing in our countries, and especially the well-educated Christians, the witness of the gospel is partly losing its effects. That is why the immigration of Christians from the Middle East is a disaster, not only because they leave their fatherly land and the countries of our first Christian communities, but also because of the lack of Christian presence to give to the non-Christians the real image of the true Christian life and testimony of the joy to be Christians.
Now, during the 2010 Synod for the Middle East, many bishops expressed frustration over what they saw as the limited jurisdiction of the Eastern Rite patriarchs, who are not always able to meet the needs of their faithful in the diaspora. How have church leaders been addressing this problem, and what has been accomplished in this regard?
Out of the patriarchal territory, the patriarch has jurisdiction only upon his faithfuls for the liturgy. The situation seems not adequate nowadays because immigration is causing a problematic phenomena that is affecting almost 90% of the Armenian Catholic faithful. Immigration groups are not a small portion of the community, but for many Rais, they constitute the majority of their people. That is why the patriarchal jurisdiction must be reviewed and updated to fit the recent situation. But of course, it needs some time.
Bishops at the Synod also suggested that there's a need for increased education about the Eastern Rites outside the region and more cooperation with Latin Rite churches. What are some of the challenges that remain there?
It is true that the priests who are sent outside Eastern regions are not always sufficiently prepared to carry out the pastoral work there. Cooperation with Latin Rite churches is the duty and initiative, first of all, of Latin bishops and priests, because our priests find themselves among a majority of Latin communities in those regions, and our faithful could be strongly attached with those Latin communities. It is a hard work to bring back our faithful to their primary liturgical patrimony, especially when they have been neglected for long periods of time because of the lack of clergy.
And finally, what do you hope that the Holy Father's visit to Lebanon will accomplish?
First of all, this visit will bring joy for the Catholics of the Middle East and especially for the Catholics in Lebanon. This visit will remind them the memorable visit of Blessed John Paul II in 1997 in the occasion of the Synod, Special Synod for Lebanon and the Apostolic Exhortation that brought satisfaction to all Lebanese, including Muslims. This visit will have three main purposes that the Synod planned for: A, the communion of the Catholic churches with one another; B, opening toward the non-Catholic communities; C, collaboration with the faithful of non-Christian religions. All that to be able to build a society where peace prevails, justice is achieved, and security guaranteed for a better life, also for the freedom of conscience and establishment of political rules to defend every citizen's rights.